TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Only the finest humor before we started recording. No yes. Shitty jokes?
Now we will just tell bad jokes from here on out. Like, you guys need some up dog.
What's up, dog?
I don't know, dog. What's up with you?
Now, Andy, did you know he was setting you up for that? Or were you?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Am I the only one that hasn't heard that stupid joke?
Yes.
Oh, I've never heard it before. And it just cracked me up that this guy kept trying to do it. And then the payoff of it was pretty good.
So I'm sorry. No, I'm not like laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the like now, like the our that back and forth between us makes so much more sense. Knowing that you hadn't heard it.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, you know, now that I've heard it, I'm like, of course someone would make that stupid joke. Like, I just never heard it before. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because it was 2 a.m., Tim, doesn't mean I forgot what that joke was.
I thought maybe just like you weren't paying attention. You're like, wait, what? What's up? Well, because I'm like in South Park, someone says, you know, we need to get the butt for. What's a butt for? For pooping, stupid.
It was from the South Park movie.
Yes.
Noah, XKCD has, as they always do, there's always a relevant comic on XKCD. But this one's today's Lucky 10,000, which if you've never heard of, then you are also meta to one of today's Lucky 10,000. But it's the idea that, like, no matter how many things there are in the world, like, new people are being born and people are hearing about things for the first time. So there's no way for everyone to have heard of everything, and some quantity of people are hearing about everything for the first time that day. So I've just pasted it in the link so Tim can drop in the show notes. But yes, Noah, that day you were one of that day's lucky 10,000 for that joke. And it's also like, it's a good reminder of like, don't laugh at people just because they haven't heard of something, because nobody's fucking heard of everything.
That's true.
You know what that makes me think of?
Yeah.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
Well, Andy just hijacked the story, so...
What? So Andy wouldn't do that. This does not sound like him.
Let me tell you about my cat. Yes, Andy, let's hear about your cat.
Sorry. I hope I did not misgender you.
They.
Get to the end. You'll be all right, then.
All right, great. Oh, well, yeah, I've read this. That's why. I'm like, why am I making assumptions? Because you've read this already.
Yeah, well, then I realize it doesn't really matter if I've got free will or not. Like, that's a big philosophical problem, but I think I have free will. I seem to have free will. I say stupid shit like this, and I'm pretty sure that I intended to do it.
If I don't have free will, apparently there's nothing I can do about it, so here we are.
Exactly.
And when you hear this sound... That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, we're getting a little long in the tooth here.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
And I made sure to click on that link Andy talked about. Now there's going to be a link noise in the pre-roll to the show. That doesn't make any sense. We're breaking all the rules now.
We are.
And in the pre-roll, I was referencing, what was I referencing? Oh, What We Do in Shadows, an episode of that, which is hilarious.
What do we do in the shadows?
So many things.
Yes.
So many things.
Oh. We do our dark bidding.
I should just try and stay out of the sun. Very
no, I was trying to set one up from the show, from the movie.
Oh, I haven't seen the movie in a while. Oh,
okay. Leave me as I'm doing my dark bidding. What's your dark bidding? I'm bidding on a table. It just makes me chuckle. You know, the other thing that makes me chuckle is, like, years ago, I came up with a band name, Mr. Sister Fister, and every time that stupid phrase pops into my head, well, first of all, Hey Soul Sister plays, and I try to rewrite it to be Mr. Sister Fister every time. But every time it pops in my head, I start giggling to myself. And I told my wife about that this morning, and she told me that I was 13.
My wife!
And I didn't have a counter argument. I was like, yeah, that's a fair cop.
Hey, soul sister, you're a big fister. I don't know.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing is I've never successfully rewritten it, but every single time I'm like, yeah, you got to be able to fit Mr. Sister Fister in there because it's the, is that Mr. Mister on the radio? I'm like, Mr. Sister Fister should fit there.
Does Mr. Sister Fister fit anywhere? Jesus Christ.
It's a tongue twister.
Yes. Yes, sister.
It's a tongue twister, Sister Fister.
A Mr. Sister Fister twister. Tim, please name the episode Mr. Sister Fister Twister.
We need to come up with a new tongue twister of Mr. Sister Fister. How many fisters could a sister fist in a twister? if Twister Fister.
If you play Twister with your sister Fister.
It's so
if Mr. Sister Fister plays Twister with his sister, how many sisters would Mr. Sister Fister fist?
Oh, man.
Woody Fister or just Mr.?
Guys, we have good times.
Before you fist her, be sure you've kissed her.
Not with that mouth, mister.
Oh, I am 13. Actually, I told her that I did the math on my age and said, well, actually, I'm sad 17-year-old who doesn't have any friends his own age, telling this joke to two 13-year-olds who are giggling.
Sorry.
Tim was bored by your story.
That was the appropriate reaction, Tim.
I just up late for no good reason. Mm. Which leads us to, how the fuck was everyone's week? Oh, I'll put the jingle in later.
All right. How the fuck was everyone's week? Oh, that's right. I know.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I have to look up and click. It's exhausting.
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
How was my week? It was okay. Had a project kind of come and due, and another project to transition onto immediately, and then found out that the two projects are going to overlap, so it'll be a busy start to next week. But we got good feedback on the work that we turned in. Yep, which is good.
That just sounds like that balloon, you know, like when you pull the mouth.
It does.
I mean, things you'll learn about me as you grow older, Noah, is I'm not very good at impressions of inanimate objects.
Oh, man. I'm one of those 10,000 people today.
taking a quick side tangent. Tim, the noise you just tried to make reminds me, I have a little bit of tinnitus because, unlike Noah, I wasn't smart enough to put in earplugs before we would go to the loud-ass clubs in in San Jose and San Francisco in our misspent youths, whatever. I guess it was one youth. We shared it. We shared
my youth was spent very well.
Yes. So I got just like a little bit of tinnitus where, like, sometimes if it's my ears are a little plugged and it's quiet in the room, I can hear like that little ooh, that's just like always there and a little bit maddening. When I play, when you play Borderlands 3, sometimes if a grenade goes off like fairly close to your character, it will play that sound in the game just to like fuck with you a little bit and like to kind of like indicate to you that you just messed with your character's ears, and like the rest of the sound like gets deadened for just a little bit. And every time it does, it fucks with me because like I have this moment of like, oh shit, I'm losing my hearing. Oh no, it's the game.
Don't you fuck with me, game.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the first time I can see it, but if it keeps happening, you're an idiot.
No, yeah, yeah, no. It, well, it, it doesn't happen all that often is the thing. So it's like, it's just often enough. And I'm just concerned about my hearing enough that, yeah, it fucks with me a little bit every time.
Well, fool me once, time. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Tim says you're an idiot.
Yeah.
More sage-like advice from Tim. A new book coming in time for Christmas this year.
Fool me thrice, I start to panic because I don't know what the version of thrice is for four or higher. I don't know how I'll describe my experiences. Yeah, so a work project and then a Friday off. And did I spend that Friday off doing anything productive? No. Did I see friends? No. Did I grill out? No. In celebration of our nation's birth, we had leftovers.
Woo!
We considered doing something that wasn't leftovers. We were like, you know what? The fridge is really full. We should eat some of these leftovers. And so we did.
That seems American-like. I mean,
smart.
Yeah. Yep. And then we watched Liar Liar with Drew.
Oh, so you did celebrate America. A bunch of cold, reheated leftovers and lying.
Yes. A Canadian lying. Wait,
I watched Hamilton with my roommates for the fourth.
Nice. Caitlin and I were just talking about this, and we think... So right now, we have a Starz subscription on Comcast, and we have an HBO. And we're thinking we're going to drop Starz, get HBO Max... and then use the money that remains and hook us up with that that Disney and try to keep like the spending on that flat.
Hook us up with that Disney.
Yes. That Disney goodness. So we can watch us some Hamiltons.
I have not seen it yet. Noah, you can fall into this category, I believe, because I asked this on Facebook and I've gotten mostly one answer, but I'll just see. Because you've seen Hamilton this. Like you've seen it live.
Yes, I've seen it live and I've seen this thing.
Are you doing a disservice if the first time you ever watch the story of Hamilton, if you watch it on Disney Plus?
I would say no, but I also listen to like the soundtrack like ad nauseum, like before I even saw it live. So but it's not exactly the stage show, but I was already kind of, I wouldn't say ruining it, but like exposing myself to it before I got to see them actually performing it. I would say I mean, it's just good. Like, it's just a good, like, show. And I think, I mean, it's interesting. My coworker was saying she was wondering how it would be them zooming in on people. But, I mean, I feel like it adds, because I don't think they're doing – I feel like they did a good job of, like, zooming in on people when probably what's going on around them doesn't as matter. And then they zoom out when there's more going on so you can see the whole thing.
But did you feel like they captured the show pretty well? Like, you're like, this was the experience that I got, or you're like, this is but completely different experience.
No, I feel like they captured it pretty well. I mean, it's a different experience in the sense of like you're there live. Like when I first saw it, I was literally in the front row. So I was like, I could see spit coming out of people's mouths.
Look at Braggy McGee over here, right? look at this guy over here.
That was from the lottery, which anyone can win as long as you, well, not anyone, but yeah, you have to have access to technology. and you get tickets for $10.
This guy over here, Andy, look at him. Mm-hmm. Mr. Front Row winning the lottery, acting mm-hmm. like everybody's the same as him.
Mm-hmm. One percenter.
And I will say, I mean,
no, you actually, forgot your roots.
It's a mixed bag in the sense of like, there are some performances I preferred in the original cast recording, like singing wise. And then there's some that were actually pretty good or even better in the version I saw.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I feel like the guy who played Alexander Hamilton in our version was all right. He wasn't that great. But like, I feel like everyone else was pretty solid. Oh, the king was not as good as the original cast version. But I mean, do you actually ever plan to see the live version?
I mean, I was hopeful.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, when you say you're doing a disservice, I mean, some people see it twice.
All right. Just because, like, when I went and saw Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, like, I had not read the script, and I think I benefited from just experiencing the story the same time I was experiencing the play. Like, whereas my wife, I had already got her the book, and she'd already read it, so she knew everything was... Well, she's amazing at forgetting things.
Also, I mean, I would say there's, like, twists And like Hamilton.
Because it's history?
Yeah.
But like the spin I assume they put on it.
Did you pass your American history class? Yes. Okay, well then.
Fuck, I don't know how they're going to get free of Europe. England, Jesus, Tim. Yeah. Apparently I didn't pass. I'm going to be fine. I thought that the American colonies were ruled by an entire continent, so I'm good.
Yep.
I mean,
in fact, should I read something before going in? Because it sounds like I'm dumb.
I think they do a good job of kind of telling like this, like history, but also making it personal and, you know, relatable and touching and like, it's been a while. So I think I saw it like a year ago almost.
Been a while.
So there's some parts I even forgot. And I was like, oh man, like this is touching.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, I would say, if you're not like itching to see it and like get on that bandwagon, then just wait for the live version and then watch the other, the recorded version afterwards.
Oh, I mean, I am itching to see it, but I mean, even before the lockdown, I knew it was going to be a while before I actually got a chance.
Be a while.
So it's like I want an excuse to watch it. And I wanted people to be like, no, yeah, you should totally watch it. And most people have.
Yeah, watch it.
All right. Done and done.
Yay.
You guys can handle the rest of the show by yourselves. I'll be watching some Hamilton.
Go for it. I had a similar, not question, like conundrum. I had a similar feeling about Avenue Q. Because I think I, like a lot of people, discovered like the existence of Avenue Q because of that old ass video that went viral where they just played the audio for The Internet Is for Porn while they had like, I don't know, World of Warcraft or some shit like that, like characters like kind of dance and sing and whatever. And I was like, what is this? And it's like, oh, that's a play. This is a play?
I
listened to some more of it and I was like, this is amazing. And I told my wife and she got me Avenue Q original Broadway cast recording and got us tickets to go see it. So I listened. I had that moment of like, am I going to ruin this by listening to it? And I was like, nope. Got to pour this into my ears. Listened to it repeatedly, like laughed my ass off every single time at every single fucking song. And then started to wonder, like, oh, well, do I know too much about what's going on in the play? And then went and saw the play and was like, nope, this is still a beautiful, wonderful thing. Like, even though I can sing along with the songs, like, I'm not losing anything. There's still parts of the play that are surprising me. And there's stuff where it's like, there's action happening during the songs that, like, just puts some lyrics in a whole new light. I'm like, oh, man, like, I lacked a lot of context for some of the stuff I was laughing at. And it's so much funnier in context. I guess what I'm saying is go watch Avenue Q, you know, as soon as lockdown's lifted. Go find it.
I think one downfall for me for listening to the cast recording, Tim, was just like I was so used to them singing it that like, yeah, like some of the songs I was like, this is not as good. Whereas like maybe someone coming in fresh has nothing compared to it. Like, yeah, song sounded fine to me.
There's something to be said about that. I mean, you know, like the original cast is they're the people who originated the characters. But then again, like, you know, sometimes when you go and see and it's like the touring cast or whatever, people might interpret the characters a little bit differently and you'll get, you know, not just a, you get like a lot of the same jokes or a lot of the same beats or whatever, but you know, sometimes like the inflection's a little bit off or that, you know, they find, you know, a little extra, you know, maybe like somebody played it as sort of like rueful and someone else is going to play it as melancholy. And it's like, oh, like one's like regret and the other one's just sort of like beat down by life. Like that's interesting.
Hamilton,
so there you
kids.
Go, buddy. You good? It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. So yep. set some time aside.
Yeah.
Speaking of long movies, I have not watched Irishman.
I thought you'd say Iron Man. I'm like, you've never seen Iron Man.
And I'm like, I don't know if I mean, I probably will at some point. That's a commitment.
Yeah, and it's not something I'm legitimately excited about.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it too. Like, I'm not like, oh man, Irishman, oh, been Whew, I've been waiting for it.
I mean, as the great grandson of Irishman myself, yeah, kind of same. I was like, oh yeah, everyone says I got to watch that. I'm like, yeah, I got to watch that. Yeah, but first I'm gonna watch The Mask with my son, and then a shitload of Chuck.
The Mask,
and also all the Pushing
the
Daisies.
Jim Carrey version, or
The Mask,
yes. Share and what?
The Mask, not Mask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yes. So yes, Jim Carrey. Stanley Ipkiss, not was it Rocky Dennis?
Yes. Nice.
I was going to
Disneyland.
Read, or week one of us read the two. Well, we got an email, and then we got a comment.
Do it up.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TenCast listener email.
No, you got the sexy voice. If I do it, I'm going to give people diarrhea.
Okay. Read that shit.
One is from Alan. Last name withheld.
okay.
It says, letter of appreciation from Alan. It says, dear Tim, Andy, and Noah. I was just listening to last episode where we had a few guests come in and take part in the episode. They all said what the podcast has meant to them, and I wanted to chime in with my story. I was 14 years old when I started listening to this podcast. Safe to say it wasn't my best choice, but I carried on.
Too young.
The first episode was What a Night. It was an Upper Decker episode from Disney World. I found the episode through Tim's YouTube channel, Kingdom Comedy. I went back and listened to all the episodes before then, and I haven't missed one since 109. Wow. That's vacation, my friend.
Well,
you missed one.
You missed 207.
Mm. I mean, well, yeah. I wouldn't say we all missed it. Tim's missed it.
Yeah. In fairness, I wouldn't say you missed it.
Come on, everyone, laugh like Goldblum.
I'm now 24 years old. So what did you say, 14? Is that when you started?
Yeah.
So a decade. Like
10 years.
Wow. And now
we've been doing it for 12. No, that shouldn't surprise you.
It doesn't surprise me that, like, I know we've been doing it for 12, but just someone's been listening online. Just people have been listening online. That surprised me.
That is surprising.
Now I'm a dedicated fan for life. You guys have been there for me through good times and bad times. I'll never stop listening to you guys. I mean, never is a strong word, buddy.
we all know shit happens.
I'll never stop listening to you guys because you guys always put a smile on my face. Thank you guys so much for dedicating all this time and effort. Effort, strong word. It's such a great podcast.
It's effort.
Well, I would say Tim has put the most effort.
Yes. Yes.
Hope you guys will continue to do this for a very, very, very long time because I'll be listening. You guys are friends to me, and I'll always, always cherish this podcast. Long live TenCast. Love, Alan. P.S. Yes, you can read this on the podcast.
It'd be funny at the end of it. P.S. Don't read this on the podcast. Oh, shit.
Too bad. It's going out live. Tim already puts enough effort into editing it.
So thank you, Alan. Thank you for being a listener. And yeah, thanks for still listening. And yeah, we appreciate you.
And thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Whoa, yeah.
So,
hallelujah.
I apologize to you both if my mic picks up the purring noise. My cat has come in for attention ever since we lost her.
Yes, it did pick up you talking to the cat as if you were having a conversation with it.
Yep. Well, sorry.
Hello,
it
Mr.
Was...
Cat. Well, hello, Andy. It's good to talk to you again.
How are you today? Oh, I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
A little surprise in the litter box? I'm kidding. It's not in the litter box. It's in your shoe. Anywho.
I peed in it. The past week, she's tried a couple of times to jump up on my leg, and Caitlin's more worried about her than me, because I was like, yeah, she started to slip when she jumped up on my one leg, and so she just dug her claws in and clambered up, which just fucking shredded the skin on my thigh. And it's still, like, it's stingy, like, just sitting here, I am painfully aware of all of the slits in my thigh right now. And she was making like she was about to jump up too, again. And that was not me talking to her like she was a person, more like I panicked and just sort of like voiced my panic out loud of like, no, 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 I don't want to get my thigh shredded again.
That's when you just hold a stiff arm out like, you know, no, 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 not in my house.
Yeah, well, I did do that, but yeah.
But did you do it with that voice, Andy?
No, no, I did not.
That was your, problem.
No, stop trying to eat my earbuds, dumbass. She's been real like needy of you know, attention and like time on people's laps and on chests and whatever. Ever since we lost our other cat, we didn't lose him. Ever since he died, like it's not like we're looking for him. We know where he is.
You know exactly where he is.
Yeah,
you should bury him in the pet cemetery, Andy.
With the ground turns sour. Better. Sometimes dead is better.
I cut right to the chase. We should stuff him and put him somewhere on the ground where the other cat can, you know,
rub against him.
Yeah.
No.
I wonder how animals would feel about that. Andy, try it for science.
No.
For science.
You guys know I have to live with myself after I do things, right? I don't have Danelle's superpower. I don't forget.
She doesn't forget life. She just forgets the narrative of things she reads or watches.
Yeah. Caitlin has that same superpower.
Danelle says her dad used to definitely have that superpower. Like, they'd be watching a movie, and they'd be an hour into it. He's like, I have seen this. Dad, we're like an hour into this. Danelle, my mind is so full of important shit that I don't remember things like this.
Is that what he says?
Yep.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. My mom had a different superpower, but it was like, you know, kind of same outcome. So like, I guess, you know, like Green Lantern versus Superman, like they can both fly, but different ways. Right. Hers was, she had the power to, no matter how interesting a movie was, no matter how much she wanted to watch it, she would fall asleep on the couch. So we had a thing where every Friday, she and my dad would alternate. One of them would swing by, you know, Blockbuster or one of the other like local video places, and pick out two movies. And I think we'd watch one of them on Friday and one of them on Saturday or something like that. But it was one of those, like, you know, you could keep the movie for two nights. So they'd grab two movies, we'd watch them, and then like they'd go back on Sunday. Every week
it was a
whole thing. Like, we even had like a certain meal that we would have with it, that on Friday night. So it was like just our regular Friday night thing. And again, like clockwork, she'd be super interested in the movie, and then she'd tip over on her side because it was more comfortable, and then the snores would start. And if we tried to wake her up, she'd get pissed off at us. And we tried to tell her, like, hey, why don't we stop the movie and you can just go to bed? She's like, I'm watching this. She wasn't watching this. So she would re-rent the same movies week after week sometimes. Because she'd be like, oh, I really wanted to see this. We're like, yeah, that's what you thought 3 weeks ago, the other time you brought this home. We're like, we're going to give you a list of all the things that you brought. We'll sit upside some time, like on Saturdays. We're like, even though we've watched the movie, just like Saturday afternoon, that's like mom's time to catch up on the movie.
My mom at least did that once. We were Peter Pan was on Disney Channel or something, and she's like, "Oh, I've never seen this all the way through." She didn't make it through the opening credits, and she fell asleep. Now, if you remember the opening credits in Disney movies back in the day,
oh yeah,
they were not long. It was like Walt Disney's Peter Pan, and then you fucking into the action. Nope. All right. Thought that was
so
fine.
We just hit her with like a sleeping dart.
Yeah. When I did the impression of it for her later, I was like, this was you. Oh, I've never seen this all the way.
You haven't seen it all the way through, and you didn't even get through the thought of seeing it all the way through.
You haven't said all the way through that sentence.
Yeah.
So I have a thing that happened this week that it was super funny to me, may not be funny to you. Definitely wasn't as funny to Danelle.
Okay.
So we have a rice cooker, not bragging. Just throwing it out there. We got that rice cooker money. And we were making teriyaki chicken, and so my wife starts making rice she's like, to go with it. Even though the kids don't really like rice, that's not important to the story. Sorry, I'll just keep going. Couple minutes in, she happens to wander back into the kitchen while the rice cooker is going. She's like, smells so good. I love rice. And I was like, so aggro about it. It just made me laugh. So, like, she's just like angry, but happy at the same time. It smells good. Rice. So I've been saying things like that whenever I'm enjoying them. I say like that. I'm like, oh, I love the Skittles.
I love you, Danelle.
I love this rice.
I love you so much.
The green one should be lime. Oh, oh, wait, no, that's actual aggro.
She's figured out what story I'm telling and has entered the bedroom.
Oh,
family.
I'm just imagining now your kids getting woken up to, I'm enjoying the sex.
I like the way you touch my penis.
She is not looking at me with an expression of happiness.
Oh.
And then you're like,
and then she left him forever.
She's like, what's that sound? And Michael goes, it's Tancast. And she goes, no, that couldn't have been Tancast. And then I heard, rise.
I love that the answer is, what's that sound? Oh, it's Tancast. That's just a noisy thing that happens every week.
He's like, he doesn't normally scream like that during Tancast. Oh, mm. If I ever get to go to a sporting event again, I'm just going to yell, rice! I love rice!
People like, you know you retired, right?
And this is tennis.
Oh, I'm imagining Jerry Rice forgetting what sport he's playing and trying to catch the ball.
Oh, and if Biden picks Rice as his VP pick,
oh,
I'm all in. Unless there's been an announcement already.
I didn't realize that Condoleezza Rice, right?
No, no, no. Susan Rice?
Oh, okay.
She was the... Didn't she take over after Clinton left? Secretary of Defense?
National Security Advisor.
I was close. I knew that she did something.
I had to look it up. That wasn't information I just had on the okay. tip of my tongue.
I was right. It is Susan Rice. Woo!
Sorry, there was something... I don't even remember what the hell it was. But there was something that we were watching. Oh, it was Chuck, where somebody made reference to getting like mojitos with Condi. And we had to explain to my son who Condoleezza Rice was. So she was the political rice stuck in my head and in my teeth.
We have another comment.
Oh. We're still on
I
that.
Forgot. I was going to tell the rice story after the second comment.
Well, Andy just hijacked the story. So
what?
So Andy, let me tell you about that.
This does not sound like him.
Let me tell you about my cat. Yes, Andy, let's hear about your cat.
Hey, man, I almost got my fucking leg shredded, and then she was purring into the microphone.
Shredded.
You want me to take a picture?
It's like cheese grater, Andy.
It fucking feels like it.
Can you walk? You crippled? You physical therapy?
I mean,
you got a cane like house and popping pills all the time?
I don't know if I can walk, because I choose not to.
Giving people good advice, but in a shitty way?
I think Tim should read this one, though, because he brought this listener in.
Oh, hang on. Hold
Do you
please.
Have it?
Yeah, well, not at the fingertips, but give me a couple clicks and I'll get there.
Okay.
Jesus.
Tim, you got it yet?
I was busy telling my rice story. I didn't have time for all this.
Tim, you got it? Tim, what's the hold up? Time's money.
Oh, nope. That's the one you just read.
The hold up in my fucking boxers.
That's strange.
Holding up my nuts.
This is a comment on the blog, by the way.
Oh, so I didn't put it in my listener email folder. Did anybody approve that comment, by the way? I didn't.
I did.
Good work.
I approve all the... Well, no, I don't approve them all. Sometimes I do, and then sometimes I'm like, oh, this got approved, and I go back and I did. So this one's from Ferg.
I got it.
Okay, all right.
Relax yourself. I just said it. Whoa, what the?
What?
Sorry, my foot. I'm laying on the bed with my mouse and my computer, and apparently my foot just took down the whole screen. I don't know what I've never seen that action happen, but my foot hitting the mouse apparently took the entire Firefox and condensed it into just like the address bar and the tabs. So I couldn't see anything else. I was like, wait, what's happening? The screen is gone. Right. Ferg, our good buddy Ferg. Hi, guys. It's Bill. Bill, get out of here. I'm trying to read a letter from Ferg. Hi, guys. I've been listening to Tim's Christmas podcast since 2017, and about a month ago, it occurred to me to find out what Tancast was.
Oh, no.
That is interior commentary from Tim. I was delighted to see there was 500 plus episodes. It was a 500 episode. It's a re-rack. I was delighted to see there was a 500 plus episode podcast with Tim and his two buddies that was actually current. So since I love Tim, I decided to check it out. I instantly fell in love with it and God damn it, Tim.
No, I should read this.
He's falling out of love with me as we speak.
Mm-hmm. I'm all out of love.
Assuming Ferg is a male name. Well, sorry. I hope I did not misgender you.
They are falling out of love with Tim.
Get to the end. You'll be all right, Tim.
All right, great. Oh, well, yeah, I've read this. That's why. I'm like, why am I making assumptions? Because you've read this already. Nah, I don't like it.
Man, he's a self-described male, but I don't like it.
Every time I read something, it must be a new discovery every time.
Yep. Tim's joking on previous information. He just can't.
You guys, damn it. I'm sorry. You guys have a great rapport together, and I enjoy learning about your lives. I'm an introvert with not many friends, so I'm living vicariously through you guys. Tim, I love that you're unashamedly blue on this podcast. Fuck yeah, Ferg. You know how I do it. Shit-ass titty bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That part wasn't in the letter. I added it.
Cock's not poop.
And it's weird that I still get Christmas feels whenever you speak. Motherfucking mistletoe.
Deck these balls.
I enjoyed that more than Noah did. Andy, please check out Keen shoes if you haven't. I had horrible plantar fasciitis and started wearing them, and it's pretty much gone now. Huh. That is not how I thought you spelled plantar fasciitis. And Noah, I am a happily married heterosexual man, but I have a Superman crush on you. Yeah. So not only did I read this, I read that part aloud to Danelle. So yes, I knew exactly what his preferred pronouns were, and yet forgot all about it. Thank you all for helping us get through the super unusual time with your conversations. It is greatly appreciated. Can I be the number one Tancast fan from Denmark or Delaware? What's DE?
Delaware.
Delaware!
I mean, hang on.
I mean, there's nothing in the rule book says a dog can't play basketball.
Was it ISO 3266?
I'm glad you questioned that as well, Tim, because I didn't know.
3166. I don't know my ISO codes.
So DE is the postal code for Delaware.
It is also Germany.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like websites instead of .com, if they are .de, that is Germany, right?
Yep.
Oh, and also I think Ferg sounds like a German name to me.
So, Ferg from either Delaware or Germany.
Wouldn't it be crazy the answer's if you probably moved from Germany to Delaware?
Either way, though, Ferg, yes, you can.
You could be the number one German Delaware fan.
Tim, you should move to Louisiana because then you will have lived in L.A. and L.A.
And Ferg, hopefully you're listening to this. As an introvert, how has this time been for you?
Amazing!
Exactly the same.
He's like, I hate to tell you guys, I made a wish on a on monkey's paw, and I'm not gonna lie, it's gone a bit sideways.
I didn't mean to go this far. Sorry, guys.
Oh man. So Will Ferrell just put out a movie on. I'm 99% sure it's Netflix.
You're 100% right.
All right. Yeah. Nope.
Eurovision.
Eurovision Song Contest, the Fire Saga story or something like that. It's got the longest fucking name in the world. It is
amazing.
I found it to be quite humorous. I mean, you know, it's a Will Ferrell comedy. It's less wacky than Anchorman. You're going to see some of the jokes coming, but there are quite a few of them that you probably won't. Which I guess is like, I don't know, watch it or something. Whatever, fuck you.
It really watch feels it, like don't like, watch it. You know, just get off my back.
The more I started to say it, the more it was like, this isn't really coming across as like, oh yeah, you should definitely watch it. Yeah, my wife though, Caitlin, loved it. I know. I realize I would still say that. I'm like, yeah, damn it, Andy, quit being one with the patriarchy.
Quit setting them up for this because they're not going to stop fucking doing it.
No, that's true.
I mean, too. Eventually.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I would say my recommendation is watch What We Do in Shadows. Lock and Key was okay.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where Lock and Key goes from there, but there was more than a little bit in Lock and Key of people getting hit with a stupid stick.
Wait, how did we get to the Will Ferrell and Netflix comedies from what we were just doing? Was there a tie-in?
There was somebody who there's somebody in the movie who believes in the power of elves and is constantly like hoping, like wishing for the elves to help them with stuff.
Oh, from the monkey's paw. That's how we got here, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. That's how we got there. That's how Andy's little brain connected those dots.
Your 10,000 thing, Andy, made me think of, which I think I've mentioned multiple times in this podcast, about the lady who believed in unicorns as an adult.
Yes. I know you've mentioned it once.
Yeah, because no one ever told her unicorns. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. If no one ever, like, and you never discovered that it was like, actually, unicorns aren't really a thing, you'd be like, oh, yeah, unicorns, right? They're just extinct or something, right?
Oh, shit. There was something similar to that just happened. But the opposite, where Drew found out something was real. He's like, wait, that's real?
Narwhals are real?
Something like that.
I think I may have done this. I've said this before when you've talked about the person who didn't know that unicorns were real, where someone's like, if you told me there was a horse with a giant, like, 8-foot neck or a horse that has an extra horn out of his head, which one would you think was made up?
Mm-hmm. You know what's weirder? Giraffes aren't closely related to horses. They're more closely related to deer. So they're actually like, it's almost like a deer. With like a deer with a body the size of a small elephant with legs like stilts.
And wait. I feel like we went on a tangent last time about giraffes and how weird they are.
This is feeling like on my fucking earbuds.
Giraffes are more closely related to deer and not horses?
Yep. To,
I had no idea.
Oh, fuck yes! You, Tim.
I'm back.
No, you're not back.
Rice!
No. You can go fuck yourself, man. Get that bullshit out of here.
Oh, man. Now I went. So I was, I don't know if I told you guys this, but I'm doing a story on my Christmas podcast where it is a combination of a Die Hard story and a Hallmark Christmas movie, like making them one story. Like the slug line is Die Hard in a Hallmark movie. And there's a sports figure that is in the narrative because he's like the guest of honor at this Christmas festival, and he may or may not be the target of whoever the terrorist is after. Now I wish I'd made his last name Rice, just so I could have people yelling it and being super excited. Especially since my wife's a lead character in the adaptation that we're doing. Oh, that'd have been awesome.
Do a retcon.
Well, because I named him McCringleberry.
First name Hingle?
Nope, first name Joe. I don't want to take it. I was like, I want to, because every made up player name I came up with, I Googled it and it was an actual, I'm like, wow, everything I come up with is an actual football person.
Guys, my cat just full on stole a pen from me.
Cat stories, Mandy.
She just reached up on the desk. I don't know what she thinks she's going to do. I'm pretty sure she's going to try to forge some shit.
We got to come up with a jingle. Because apparently this is going to be the new kicking his feet.
Cat tails! Ooh!
No. Tim, do better.
No. I like that one.
I like that one.
Cat tails! Who cares?
Fuck you, Tim.
It's short. It's sweet. It's back to the... Someone of my Christmas podcast left a review that was like, I like this show, but there's too many goddamn jingles. I don't think they said goddamn. But like, for how short the show is, they spend way too long on jingles. That's all I got, man. That's all I got. You got a jingle.
It's Christmas. It's got a jingle. Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
Tales, you just want to hear my
boring
jingle.
You want to hear my dry voice yarbling about jingle. How they wrote The Nightmare Before Christmas? No, you want some jingles in there.
Hey guys, it's been 30 seconds without a jingle. Hold on.
Tim, and that brings us to my favorite part of the show. Tim takes a drink of water. Tim is taking a drink of water. He was thirsty, going to drink right now. H2. Oh, yeah. All right, back to the show.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
It was.
I like the H2. Oh, yeah.
Tim, I got to say, I'm looking forward to the part of the show where you announce that there's a jingle coming up by playing the jingle jingle.
And now for a pre-jingle jingle.
Do the jingle or do the jangle. It's the jingles.
Of course, that would be called the jingle all the way jingle. This episode is just all jingles.
Jingle this episode has been way. Brought to you by jingles.
I mean, Tim, I think I remember all four parts of the Barbershop Quartet version of Jingle Bells. I can just do the jingle, jingle, jingle at the beginning.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think I just have it digitally somewhere where I could just play the jingle, 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 jingle all the way. Because my kids fucking love that song.
Yeah.
Or they did. I mean, that your version of it specifically. I think my mom was playing it for them. Used to play it for them when they would go driving.
Man, you know, there was a certain point in puberty where, like, my voice dipped all the way down into, like, a real good, comfortable bass register. And then as I got more control of the voice, like, I lost some of my bass notes. So, like, well, Andy, you're the bass for this. You got the deepest voice. I'm like, okay. And then I sang that whole song going, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. God damn it. Yeah, it's like I couldn't clear my throat before I sang that, or like those bottom rattly notes would be gone.
He's all about that bass.
Yep,
about that bass.
It's all about that bass.
No jingle.
I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No jingle.
That's for the part of the show where you're like, you know what? We've had feedback. We're doing too many jingles. So here's the no jingle jingle.
Yeah, I don't get sassy and snippy on the Christmas podcast. Wait, what?
Oh,
do you remember early on in Tancast where someone left a review that we'd talked about Star Trek too much? And I got so butthurt, we talked about Star Trek constantly for the next, like, five episodes.
I do not remember that.
Oh. That's our way, though. We really lean into the criticism. Like, oh, you got some constructive feedback? Well, fuck your mouth. Fuck you for caring.
Like, they'll be talking about something great, and then Tim will take it on a stupid Star Trek rant. I'm like, I've been talking about Star Trek in Luana.
I love it. Your mom's a... fuck, I was going to say Nerf Herder, but I was like, that's Star Wars.
Oh, sir. 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 Don't be such a Varul.
There we go.
Ah, that's a Romulan something. Curse word, dude.
It is. Riker said it to one dude and shut him the fuck up. He's like, yeah. Meanwhile, the Romulans are sitting there seething, being like, that's our N-word.
We can say that word. You can't say that
word. You can't say that word. A Romulan, look, man, a Romulan can call another Romulan a Varul. And occasionally, like, a really cool Vulcan can call a Romulan a Varul. But you get that word out of your mouth.
Meanwhile, the universal translator is like, so I guess I turn off for when that word, and then I keep going back to translating? Like, how was I supposed to know? Like, shouldn't it all have just been sounding like I translated it? Because I'm the universal translator, and that's apparently what I'm doing all the time. No? Anybody?
See,
help
Tim,
me out?
Yeah, you know, I got a fan theory for you, Tim. I've had this one on deck for years. An upper decker.
I hope that guy is listening. We're talking about Star Trek, asshole.
I know. Suck it. Yes. So my theory is that if it's a language that, like, the universal translator knows what language you speak. So if you start speaking a different language than the universal translator knows that you speak, it leaves you untranslated.
Interesting.
But I guess it's got to, like, I don't know, like, switch back to your voice. So maybe everybody else hears you with, like someone else's translator voice in their heads. So that they know, like, when you're actually saying the words. I also think that the universal translator must fuck up with people's, like, lip sync, because it looks like everyone's speaking English. It doesn't just sound like it.
I assume the TARDIS is the same thing, because supposedly it auto-translates for you.
Yep.
But then the doctor will say, allons-y. And he doesn't just say, let's go.
Yep. Like, oh, he's not speaking Gallifreyan. That's like the one sentence in French he speaks.
Guys, sci-fi movies have plot flaws. Or plot flaws. It's not plot flaws.
Some of them do.
All of them do.
Theoretically, Primer doesn't. Like, apparently, yes. Primer's rules about time travel are, like, fully fucking rigid. Actually, you know what has some
Primer.
Of the, like, the most internally consistent time travel?
My dick.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, until you get to that play.
Fair enough.
It's like, oh, wow, they really established how well these time turner rules work. Where are you going? Why are you going towards that window? Aw. Just threw all the rules out there.
Now the rules are out there. What's left in here?
I wanted to
good
play.
Story.
I never made it around to it.
Fair enough. Yeah, because in the in the books and the films, it's very clear that it's like when time turners come into play, like they always have been. So it introduces like a bit of a bootstrap paradox. But it's like whoever was there is always there. So there's not like a version of reality where that time travel didn't happen and those characters weren't there. Characters may have a different like impression, or they may think that something else happened than actually did. But it's like, you know, once they get to that point in their lives and then they go back and relive that period of time, they realize they were always there and they were always going to have done this thing. Which I think also means that, like, neither one of them has free will during the period where time travel happened, because, like, nothing can be done to have changed that. Which
maybe none of us have free will because we're all in somebody's past.
Oh, yeah. There's actually theories that free will could be an illusion. That if you were able to take a full snapshot of the exact wiring and chemical state of like every single atom in the human brain and replicate it, then feed in the exact same sets of inputs, you'd get the exact same sets of outputs, that the human brain might be deterministic for the inputs coming into it, which would mean we don't have free will. We're never actually making choices. We are simply responding in the way that we are programmed to, but we are just, our programming is so complicated that there's no way to map it out and describe it in any sort of like flowchart. The only way to describe it would be as like another fully functioning copy of itself. But then another fully functioning copy would behave as an exact copy. I like to think that, you know, quantum effects being what they are, and the fact that we're dealing with some very, very small molecules in some places, that, you know, just the reality of like Brownian motion of, you know, some of these neurotransmitters jiggling one way or jiggling another way means that we're not fully deterministic. I don't know if that's a stand-in for free will, but at least it would mean that we're not like fully a computer, that like, you know, random shit can happen from time to time. And then I realized,
can you talk about your cat some more, please?
Yeah, well, then I realized it doesn't really matter if I've got free will or not. Like, that's a big philosophical problem, but I think I have free will. I seem to have free will. I say stupid shit like this, and I'm pretty sure that I intended to do it.
If I don't have free will, apparently there's nothing I can do about it, so here we are.
Exactly.
The answer.
That would be really weird, though, if like, we live in a universe where the universe is random and we are not.
In the air currents. The answer is moving around.
No, I think you almost have a hit there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm free will or not. I guess something. Yeah, I don't really carry the way.
So no, I think you've made the decision for me.
What's that?
About what kind of music Mr. Sister Fister is going to play.
Oh. And what is that, Andy?
Well, it's going to be all Bob Dylan songs, but I think it's got to be chiptune. You know, if I'm really thinking about it.
All right. You should have those guys produce it and then do the La La song. Da, 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 da.
Yes, that's Andy doing chiptune. That's as good as it gets. Kind of like Tim. I'm not great at doing impressions of inanimate objects. And that includes 8-bit computer chips.
Oh, so yesterday we were at, I may have told you that I may have mentioned this in previous episodes, that my wife's...
My wife!
Thank you. Cousin, her husband's
my wife's cousin.
Who's been out of town the last couple weeks, and so we've been babysitting their two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, since we've been exposed to them anyway, we went over to their house for a 4th of July barbecue type thing, and we're having a good time. Playing around in the backyard, and all of a sudden, like, we hear like zzzz, and we look up, and there's not just a lot of bees, there's like the sky is getting dark with bees coming by. We're like, what the fuck? And so like we all run in the house. I'm a little sad to say I was first one in. I don't know why. I don't know what I thought I had, because like the door just had a flap, but I was thinking I had to hold the door open or something, and I'm like, I don't. I'm not. Now I'm just inside first and not being helpful at all. But then the bees just like nothing happened. They just moved on. But that was some scary ass horror movie shit. It's like, having a good
Fuck bees.
Bees like, hey, y'all good? Y'all got all the honey you need? We're just checking in on the neighbors. We're new to the neighborhood. Just wanted to swing by. Okay, well, got a buzz.
A couple thousand of my friends and family. There's this comedian named Greg Davies who's he's on a lot of those British game shows that I talk about. Like, he told the story. I think a couple episodes back I sent the link to his Graham Norton interview that my wife finds super funny, as do I. Anyway, he has a stand-up special on Netflix, and he was talking about how things that people can say that can change your perception of them forever. Like, this guy was like, this guy's a college-educated professor, and he actually said this: I thought flies were making that noise with their mouth. Like, he didn't realize it was their wings. He's like, so you thought flies were just going like, flying? And then and then when they stop, they're just having a rest, huh? Just like, and then they get up to fly. Oh, let's do it again, fly. Made me laugh a lot.
I mean, if you think about humans, if humans could fly like a fly, we would definitely be making motor sounds with our mouths.
Or I'd be like,
or that. Flies are just in terror the entire time. Oh, shit!
I can't control this! Oh, wow.
It makes me think of Ewan McGregor, where they had to be like, hey, Ewan, we're going to put the lightsaber in noises after. It's okay.
That would be hard not to do, though, if I was in that role.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many reasons I wouldn't be, but.
So you're just swinging a stick around. You're like, no. This stick makes noises.
What, you said that was on Graham Norton, Tim?
The bit I just did was on the Netflix special. Mm. The fly thing was on his Netflix special.
Gotcha.
The Graham Norton thing was how he went to a school. Oh, that's right. I started to tell it, and then I put in the link because I'm like, I don't want to, because I got halfway through and left out an important detail about how he was a substitute teacher and he went home one weekend and
yes.
Mom did his laundry.
Yes, I remember that. That was a good one.
Favorite part is watching Jodie Foster, who is into it, not into it, and then super into it.
Yep. Yeah. I've noticed that happens a lot, where like they'll put somebody super famous next to somebody super funny, and you watch the famous person be like, I don't know how I'm supposed to react to this. Like right in the middle, be like, I don't know what to do. Like, am I going to be in trouble for being here? And then they get to the end, and it's invariably like, this is the funniest shit I've ever heard!
There was this gal who was in two of the Harry Potter movies. She's an older gal. And she was on the couch with Matthew Perry from Friends. And I can't remember what she's like. She sounded like she's just telling this sweet old story about how there was this male celebrity that she found very attractive. And then she met him once. And she's like, I actually started to cream my knickers. And then Matthew Perry just like, I have never been more uncomfortable in my entire life. Good times. Speaking of good times, sometimes they have to end.
Not this time, though. Let's keep it rolling.
And now the end is near, and on your face,
what?
My final spurtin.
Alrighty.
What?
Remember, guys, never trust a unicorn. Very shifty.
Yeah, they are.
Not today, any other side dish but rice!
What about orzo?
Nozo.
Nozo, okay.
Or orzno.
Mmm.
Feeling pretty good about myself.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Sorry, no, I don't know why. Like, your Marvin the Martian is, if we're being honest, not great. But the way that you do it and how consistent you have been with doing it, I like unironically love it. Like, it always makes me titter. You do it, and I go.
You know what? I'll save it for the post credits, but I got it.
What do I hate? This week I hate that. Well, it's been a week, and the president still hasn't said shit about Russia paying the Taliban to kill our soldiers. And it looks like the motherfucker's not going to.
And the police are coming to arrest him.
Yeah. Oh, man, he is really just leaning into that white resentment. Like, apparently that's how he thinks he's going to get reelected. And apparently also getting Kanye to run and, I guess, trick young black voters into not voting Democrat. I don't know what they're thinking that's going to do. Like, if that's the only thing I think that they could possibly think that they're going to accomplish with that.
Yeah.
2020 can take several large steps backwards, get a good running start, and go fuck itself in the head.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. Okay, so, unrelated. We were talking about the impressions thing. I cannot talk about pudding without doing an impression of Bill Cosby. This is That's My Life. Mm. That's just how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, he's a rapist, but he has a funny voice. And he says the word pudding funny. And so now I say it funny.
See, so, I can't say pudding without doing $240 worth of pudding.
So Michael hurt his mouth a couple weeks back. And so we've been having a lot of soft foods, among them pudding. So I went to get some out of the fridge. I'm like, gotta get the pudding. And then you put the pudding. And I'm putting the pudding over here where that's where you put the pudding. And then James decided he's going to try and do that impression. So it's like, first of all, it's the 6 degrees of separation. It's like my impression of Bill Cosby. It's like, so now it's James's impression of Daddy's impression of somebody he doesn't know. Plus, he's also 5, and it's not that great an impression. So he's like, the pudding, pudding, pudding. And I laugh my fucking balls off. And James is like, we got a winner. I'm doing this every second of every day. And you think it's getting old. It's not. Every time he does it, I'm like, yes, I'm here for it. And my wife's like, you started this. I'm like, yeah, it's one of the things I'm most proud of in my life.
Someday statues will be erected to me and then later torn down.
Actually, turned out Tim was a little bit of a racist.
We put the statues up before we knew it was a Bill Cosby impression.
Yeah, that's it.
I like it.
He kicks his feet.
You're not wrong. And I'm stopping this shit. Bye.
I wonder how long Zencastr thinks you're...
About 7 inches. Yeah!